Welcome to the James Show, News Talk 820, WBAP, now on FM at 93.3. So what is a quiet divorce? Let's ask my next guest, the great Jennifer Hargrave from Hargrave Family Law. She does a little bit of family law and shares some of the wisdom on the James Show with you. Have you seen this before, Jennifer Hargrave? What is the quiet divorce trend?
I mean, yes, we have fortunately been able to have lots of clients get a divorce without making it, you know, public, without it being in the public arena. And so the first thing to know is that, you know, a divorce is a legal proceeding. It is public record. So, you know, there are public filings, and then the cases are heard in public courtrooms. So if your case goes to court, if the court's going to be open to the public, so anybody can come in and hear these things. And a lot of people, for really good reasons, decide that they want to negotiate the terms of the divorce beforehand. They want to get all the ducks in a row, have everything teed up. And so, you know, they take care of all of that and never, ever have to enter a courtroom.
Does that make it not go on the public record?
So it still is a public record. It still is a public filing, although many divorces can be sealed. So we can ask the court to seal the file, or we can also file under initials. Or there's a document that we can file that contains maybe the property division that it doesn't get filed with the court. But a decree will be filed in the public records. But like I said, there are steps you can take to make those private.
Well, Jennifer Hargrave, I had not heard of this until recently. And so I was looking it up. And usually when people try and keep the legal footprint as small as possible, they also try and keep the social media footprint as small as possible. Tell me about that trend. What have you seen?
Right. So, I mean, I think what we see happens when they don't keep it small. You know, there's some people who want the publicity, because any publicity is good publicity, I guess, is the theory.
Right.
But, you know, they overpost and overshare online. And, of course, we always advise our clients that's really ultimately not wise when you're trying to negotiate a deal. There's some leverage to be used in terms of, you know, just acknowledging this is our family, it's private. But, you know, some people like to make it all public. But I think the best thing for sure is if a family can, you know, go do the divorce, get it finalized without it being public, it's really best for the kids, it's best for the parties, it moves much quicker, and it allows people to get on with the rest of their life. You know, being in a lengthy divorce proceeding is never fun.
Well, Jennifer Hargrave, one thing I've noticed is how the rest of us have adapted, because I know you've done it, I know I've done it, I know the guy listening to us has done it. But when you see that friend and he had the profile picture of him and his spouse, and then all of a sudden the profile picture's just him, and then all the headline picture is just a bunch of kiddos, and he used to post about her all the time, and then you start doing, okay, I got to do a little more research here. What is on her page? And oh my goodness, she took off the couple's picture as her profile pic, and now it's just her in her real estate business suit, and then it's just a bunch of kid stuff. And so we've picked up the cues. Just when they're being quiet, we know something's wrong.
That's very true. And, of course, you know, when they change their status.
Then it's a done deal. Then you might as well take it to court and shout it out from the Dallas Morning News if you're going to change your status.
Yes, but, you know, that's okay. I mean, it's not such a big deal if you're making those changes. Other people are going to know about it. I mean, you know, if you're getting a divorce, people will find out that you're no longer married. And I think the key is to really keep the period private when you're negotiating everything, right? So that's not playing out in the public arena. But then, you know, I mean, like I said, it's going to be known. And I'm happy to say, I think in a lot of cases, the shame around divorce is lessening. I don't think it is something to be ashamed of. If a marriage is broken and it needs to end, you know, it could be a good thing for the family.
So, well, I think this is the pendulum swinging back in the other direction, because for so long, divorce was completely shamed and you were ostracized from society. And then for a while there, it got a little celebrated and people were happily divorced and they were having divorce parties and they were reintroducing themselves in the wild and posting about all the crazy stuff that they're getting into now. And I see the pendulum coming back toward a little bit more toward modesty than openly celebrating the happily divorced crowd.
I think modesty is a really good a good phrase to use, a modest divorce. I like that. I think the beginning of a new chapter is something to celebrate. And, you know, I have the vantage point of watching people kind of come in at like their worst, right? When you're in a broken relationship, it's really, really painful. And, you know, they work through, we get through the divorce, and life can be really good on the other side. I think we need to be tactful in terms of how we celebrate that, because, you know, there are other people involved, like extended family members and children. And, you know, we don't need to be rubbing it in their faces. But, you know, I, for my clients, I know following through with a divorce takes a lot of courage. It's hard to make a change, but when it's not working, you know, it could be a good thing.
Right. Jennifer Hargrave, thank you very much. And put a thumbtack in that last little piece of advice from her. Don't brag too much about getting a divorce or talk about how awful your spouse is. It makes you look bad. Thank you, Jennifer.